Okay, so Eid Mubarak, that series, it's such a special series for me because I think it was right around May. So it's early May. It's a week-long celebration from my understanding, Eid Mubarak, and it means the blessed feast. It's a day off in the Muslim world where it's a lot of celebration. It's a feasting. And what happens in Harlem, I think that's special is that it just, it comes alive. And I think we were coming out, especially since we were coming out of the COVID lockdown, I think that was the first Eid that was really like, yes, it was coming back. Yes, the neighborhood is vibrant and alive. And so I just walked around that day and I was just recognizing that the addition of families and kids running around. And I think they running into kids who were everyone, I was noticed. Kids were getting dollar bills and getting money. And so there was just a joyous celebration and families coming together. And I think for me, it was also such a generous giving for me because I find myself to be a pretty shy person. And so again, a lot of this photography moment is about stepping out of my comfort zone. It's stepping into spaces and meeting people and saying hello. I wanted to really capture, especially for Harlem, and as we think about the stories of Harlem, I think sometimes the African community is not featured and is not sometimes a part of that narrative. I realize also the Muslim community is not featured and a part of that narrative. A lot of times Harlem sometimes gets painted with just one lens. And even I recognize the need to constantly stretch. And I think about just such a wider, brushstroke that is Harlem. But I wanted to make sure that I included, the community, especially the African community. So I walked around, there's vibrant spaces, 116th Street, walking around there, Senegalese there. Actually, and the great thing that happened when we were doing Harlem Parade, we were able to just meet a lot of different businesses in the community and 116th Street. What's the restaurant down there? We went to Serafina as a great African restaurant there and we're just walking the streets there. So I was like, oh, I want to always visit this place. Also FCBC is down over by there. So I was, just walking that day on 116th Street and I ran into these family and kids and I asked the parents, it's okay if I take some pictures. They're like, sure, absolutely, enjoy. It was such a day of people were giving and were sharing and it was a beautiful experience for me too. I remember walking up on, as I was walking up on Lenox, I had walked even all the way up to the 130s and over by, I met this whole family that was having barbecue out front. They're like, no, come. They had food out, a plate set out, and I sat down, took pictures, and also ate. And I just it was such a beautiful moment where I said, you know, Harlem is such a special place. Nowhere else can I get this kind of experience. Nowhere else can I have so many different rich cultural moments and realize all of this is Harlem. All of this richness is Harlem. All of this culture is Harlem, and being able to celebrate that and feature that in the show is very meaningful to me.